Om Shanti. Yeah, Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
That's good. Sounds better. So good, so this is family time, as we said, and this is the opportunity for a change for you to speak and us to listen. Yeah? So what we have in store for the next 1 hour, 15 minutes, I'll just brief you what we plan to do, is there are small things which I wanted to show you about a few things that some organizations are doing to encourage this aspect of self-reflection amongst their employees. And if you recall, in today's session, Shivani Ben was talking about how thoughts impact water. I wanted to show you just few of those actual crystals that Shivani Ben was speaking about as a part of our session. Okay? And then we will open up the floor and we would encourage you to come and share what is it that touched you. Is there a takeaway that you are taking with you? Okay? Takeaway in the sense, this is what I decided to do hereafter. This is what I will not be doing hereafter. Very simple. And third one, if any suggestions that you have to make it even better. Okay? And then there's something special when it comes, I will tell you. After that, we will have Didi, who's going to bless all of us, share her thoughts, and then we will end with beautiful meditation. Is that okay? Yeah? Good. So, you must be knowing Volkswagen. Yeah, they're not so famous nowadays for all the problems they are facing, and I hear that recently they have an issue, the same issue they faced in US, they're facing it even in Australia. That's a new problem the company is facing. But we are not discussing about their problems, we are discussing about what interesting and new stuff relevant to our conversation that they are doing. You know what that is? Sorry? Workspace. Thank you. We are not there yet. This is what Volkswagen has created in their office as self-reflection room. So this is the picture of that room which they created in last August. The idea is to encourage the employees integrate few minutes of silence into their work life. On the production line in Pune, there's a lot of stress both on the operations folks, both blue collar as well as white collar employees. So they suggested Anu Sethi, who is in the HR department, to do something about the stress levels of the employees. And last year when she came and attended the Spirit Summit in Pune, she liked this concept of silence and meditation. But when you talk about meditation, still it's a no-no word at the organizations because they think that's religious. Yes, they do. Still, many organizations. So then she came up with this concept because as you saw, there's no religion in this. And she titled it as Self-Reflection Room. And the way that picture is put up, it has a meaning. It has a lot of meaning. The dot in the center is the truth in that situation you are encouraged to think about. And the circles around that central dot are the layers which you are supposed to peel off, whether it is in terms of your assumptions or the person whom you are going to speak their assumptions. You peel those layers off so that you focus on the truth and you can connect with the other person at that level. So that's the meaning of that picture, which encourages you as soon as you sit, as soon as you see, it tells you, I must strip off my assumptions and then try to look at the truth. And then that's what they reflect upon. And there are a few pamphlets that are placed which give a few reflective inquiry questions, because it's a self-reflection room. So a few questions are placed on the table. You saw that? There are a few papers both on the table. You can't see that in the picture, but usually that's where they are placed, or even outside the room. So they pick up the pamphlet, sit down, read the question, spend a few minutes. For example, when a manager needs to give feedback to his employee, both are encouraged to sit in this room for a few minutes, maybe 5 minutes, maybe 6 minutes, and then sort out, why am I giving feedback and what feedback I'm giving? And then the employee is encouraged to think about why this session is being organized and what is its importance. And what Anu Sethi tells me is, in the last few months, now you're already familiar with this word called vibrations. There are very powerful vibrations in that room, and then she spends a few minutes every single day, and more employees have started using it. So we have many CEOs, many VPs, many decision makers or people who can influence the decision making in their organizations. I thought, now that you have experienced the retreat, there's somebody else who's already doing it, because first time is always the most difficult because there's no precedent. But now you have a German organization, an MNC, which has adopted this idea, implemented it, and seeing benefits. So if any one of you is interested, this is something you might want to think about. Okay? Some of the crystals that Shivani Ben was talking about, so that picture can just stay in your mind. So this is the process Dr. Masaru Emoto used, where they would take a few drops of water, put it in a freezer, freeze that water to minus 125 degrees centigrade, and at minus 5 degrees centigrade, when they put it under the microscope, they saw the crystals. Next. So when they picked up water from Shimanto River in Japan, which is like our Ganges, at the source, that's what they saw. And they tried to see if music impacts. So they took a couple of computer speakers, put a glass in between, played the music for half an hour. They played Beethoven, the classical German musician, for half an hour. This is what they got. Heavy metal, the pop music. When they played that for half an hour, I don't have to tell you what that is. Next. So this is Fujiwara water. Fujiwara river is like Ganga at Haridwar. Equally polluted. So when they picked up water just like that, and four of them stood on the banks, meditated for an hour, and then tested the same water, that's what they saw. Now this is something very interesting, very relevant for us. He wanted to see if labeling has any impact. So they took two bottles of water, one labeled love, one labeled hate, put it in a closet for 24 hours. After 24 hours, they tested. Now let's see. That's what they got for love. Remember, exactly the same water, just the labels are different. Now you can ask me, does water understand Hindi, Punjabi, Japanese, Telugu? They experimented with 10 different languages and they got exactly the same result. Somehow, water seems to understand the meaning, the bhav behind the words, and it got impacted. Now imagine, take this back to what Shivani Ben was speaking or what you learned as a part of this retreat. What impact each one of us is having when we give a label to ourselves and then we start criticizing ourselves. What your own body you are sending messages to. Think about it. And then if you map that with what Suraj Bhai was speaking yesterday night about Swaman, early in the morning when you wake up, how do you wake up? At night when you sleep, what thought you make? In between when you start a task, why should I think that I am child of God? O Sarvashaktivan, to my master Sarvashaktivan. Why those labels, thoughts are important? You see them here. And you see that beautiful aura around it. They did this another interesting experiment, tap water before and after. He gathered 500 of his friends, put them all over Japan, told them to meditate on this water, which he kept somewhere in Tokyo. They didn't know the location, for half an hour, just a glass of water. For half an hour, they meditated. They were all over the Japan. They didn't even know the exact location. Before meditation, after meditation. And this is what, here at Brahmakumaris, we call it as Mansa Seva. You sit down and send vibrations to your body, to your friends, to your family, to your colleagues, what you did as a part of the meditations. Send those vibrations. And you don't have to worry, did they reach? They will. And now science is talking about it. And there's something more interesting which I wanted to share is the language that Brahmakumaris use, the labels that are applied, which is what attracted me a lot. In terms of the impact that Brahmakumaris are having and what touched you, it just didn't come about like that. You know, yesterday evening as a part of dinner we were discussing. All through, if you have observed, here we do not use the word called task or work. I don't know whether you observed that. We call it as seva. It's beautiful. You know, one of them was asking, where does this motivation come from? Our ex-chief minister Chandrababu, when he came for the Mount Abu, he said that we pay thousands of rupees and still people don't remain silent. Here people come, they do service and then give money. What is this? The reason is here we don't call it as task, we call it as seva, an offering. And when you say offering, the equation is between you and God. There's nothing in between. So when you are offering to God, will you offer something which is suboptimal? Will you offer something that is dirty? Will you offer something that is broken? So when whatever you're doing becomes an offering, what will be the quality of that contribution? You see that. You have seen that in these 3 days. And that's why we call it as seva, and then whoever comes, we call them as sevadharis. Something more beautiful. Here, all the sisters, in language when we speak, all the women are called as, you know what they are addressed as? Not sister, that's a regular one. Even Laukik may, in outside world also they say the same thing. Here, they're called as Shiv Shaktis. Fascinating. You remind yourself of that innate power you have along with you being combined with God. Imagine if every woman starts thinking, every girl starts thinking, I am Shiv Shakti. And from that position of strength they start doing. That's the label they give themselves. Imagine what would happen. You saw that on the water, you can start thinking about it, what happens to the self-esteem. You're just changing the label, nothing else. You're exactly the same person. And then for brothers, we call them as Pandavas. And see the fascinating transformation that happens as soon as you wear this robe and then tell yourself, I am Pandav, I am Shiv Shakti. Just a few examples. And I would encourage you, if there is something in your own personal and professional life, you can do something with the labels that you use, with the language that you employ. It's going to have fascinating impact. Think about it. It's just a thought. And then you will see a lot of things flowing from there. Yeah? Wonderful. I thought these were the few thoughts that would set the context which usually fall through the cracks, because you come, you go, but you would not understand the underlying philosophy that makes Brahmakumaris unique that they are. And to give that experience to whoever comes with that way. And another interesting thing which somebody was talking about yesterday evening, some of us were meeting around the table, how is it that each person takes it so personally to safeguard the reputation of this organization? Another interesting, which you must have seen, interesting thing. Again, the reason comes from when you identify with the whole, and then you understand yourself as a very important contributor who's making that happen, you own that whole. You're not just a part, but you own that whole. And that's where that love and dedication comes from. Another beautiful thought. These are little things, but really fascinating impact that they have had over this organization. There are many more. I won't go into the details, but these are the few things that I thought I should share with each one of you. Okay? Good. So now it's your chance. Before that, I would invite Didi. Okay, that's fine. So, the floor is open. Whatever you would like to share, give your feedback, share your experience. And another beautiful thing I forgot, the most important, why we named it as family time. Most organizations call themselves as organizations. Here, we don't call, for outsiders it's an organization. But for us, we call this as one extended divine family. Spread across 100 plus countries, 8,500 centers, all bound with this one thought that we are all children of one God. That's it. That's why somebody was talking about, Kiranmayi was talking about the class system that exists in organization. Here, none of it is there. A PhD you would see trying to cut the vegetables in the vegetable department. A gold medalist is there preparing your food. Because those are stripped off. You're talking at the level of the soul and the self, not about in terms of your identities or outside stuff. So that divine family aspect, that's where you feel. That's the first thing that we say, this is your home. You must have heard Didi say that. Feel free, whatever you want, please ask. Because this is your home. This is all one family. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to wear the white dress, wear the badge, call yourself BK so-and-so. No. By default, you are part of the family. That's another beautiful feeling. So I was thinking, just to give some idea of what would be useful, what is it that touched you most as a part of your feedback? You can come and share. And what is it that your takeaways are? I was saying, what is it that you have decided to do, and what is it if there is something that you decided to stop doing it from tomorrow onwards? And the third one, any suggestions that you would have to improve, make it better? All yours. Carlos, come along. Please come here. And whoever wants to give the share your thoughts, your experiences, can you please come here? Sister, can you please come this side? Because it will be easier for them to get onto the stage. Come along. Yeah. Take the mic. Yeah. Go ahead.
Good evening. Om Shanti. What a great weekend. Yes? What a career-changing weekend. Yes? More importantly, what a life-changing weekend. And this is the key message that I think I got from me as a senior leader in a very difficult, complex industry that is characterized by toughness, is not a forgiving industry, is a very tough environment. But it doesn't mean that we have to lead with toughness or we don't have to be unforgiving. In the contrary, the tools that we learned this weekend allows us to wear the white gloves and to build the relationships that, in fact, as I see it in this powerful message of Leadership 2.0, if you look at the bottom rock, the foundation, it's all about how we build relationships and how we use the values that we learn here into our toolbox to become more effective leaders. And I'll give you a secret. When we look at a global organization, and we look at succession planning, what we're looking for is the key behind the baseline of this graphic. So it is absolutely critical that we develop these skills and these tools that help us with the foundation at the bottom of our toolbox, and at the bottom actually the foundation of our careers as leaders and eventually senior leaders of a global complex organization. So I really encourage you to take on a challenge. I'm going to leave you with a challenge. And I think it is important for us to really embrace this powerful concept of leadership 2.0. In the West, where I come from, this is now being labeled as the mindfulness revolution. 2 weeks ago, with the help of our senior director in Hyderabad, Vikram, get up and say hi, Vikram. He's one of our senior members here in India, in our team in Asia. We actually gave a one-hour presentation to the senior R&D staff of our company, and it was entitled, The Power of Being Present. We couldn't use mindfulness because it was a scary concept. We certainly couldn't use meditation because probably the room would have cleared out. But it's slowly coming into the West, and it's very strong here. You guys are so lucky. I've been fortunate to live in India for the last 8 months. I have 4 months to go before I move on to China with my wife. So it's been a fantastic experience to see these concepts really already as part of the culture and powerful messages that are coming through this organization, Brahma Kumaris. You're so lucky to have conferences like this, which really deal with the foundation of our principles, our toolbox, relationship building, strength, resilience, keywords, agility, all of these things that you can bring together into your own organization. So the challenge that I'm referring to and what I take away from here is that I invite all of you to help us spread a lot of these concepts, if not most of them, into your respective organizations as junior leaders that are beginning your careers as managers or as very senior leaders in the organization. You do have a lot of power. You do have a lot of power to change and to influence all of those of you, around us. As the example, Vikram and I, with the help of our HR group, introduce what it means to be present. Yes, it was kind of mindfulness and maybe, meditation, but we have that power. With the permission of my staff, I was able to introduce a 5-minute meditation every single week before we actually run a very complex organization here in Asia. And it's been powerful. I think it's been quite useful. But I learned this in my Sunday talks at Brahma Kumaris when I attend with Vikram as well. So all these things help us a little bit at a time. My challenge is consider this as rays of sunlight at sunset and at sunrise. Moonlights at sunset, rays of sun at sunrise. And they're spreading up slowly and surely as we spread this into wider areas of our organization. We're making small steps. And again, in this industry, it's been very critical so far, and is very important going forward as we consider this industry mature. The level of growth is being somewhat limited. So we're looking at the next level of productivity. And this is exactly right on. Leadership 2.0 is the next level of leadership to engage better with our organizations and basically to have the relationships that we need in very complex worldwide organizations, which now we're part of and asked to lead. So with that challenge, let me ask you, would you please let me know if you accept my challenge? Yes? Everybody ready? It is, again, a career-changing experience, and I hope, as it has been for me and my wife and Vikram, I can say, a life-changing experience as well. So thank you so much for the hospitality and for the conference.
Thank you very much.
Om Shanti. What a wonderful experience it has been for me. to spend these 3 days in this divine place. And I will quickly share my experience. I was really touched by all the sessions. They were wonderful. They had their own significance. And I was really impressed by the session. It was called self-reflection time. I liked the fact that it gave me some time to think about myself, my strengths, my weaknesses. Usually in my day-to-day life, I don't get time to talk to myself, to think about what I'm doing right in my life and what has been my power, what are my weaknesses. So I really got the time to think about my qualities and the qualities that I can work upon to improve. So it was a really good experience. And my takeaway from past 3 days would be from the Suraj Bhai's session. I really liked the what he said, the importance of the first thought. He mentioned the first thought that you get in your mind, that you create in your mind, can change the whole day. And that really touched me. And I will be looking forward to create the positive thought into my mind every morning when I wake up. And hopefully when I walk out of this place tomorrow, I'll be a better soul. I'll be a more pure soul. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Om Shanti to all. My experience will not be limited to these 3 days. It's a life-changing experience which started 14 months back when I was introduced to BK. I work as Vice President of Finance and Accounts, being a chartered accountant, leading a team of about 300 people. What this practice, this life-changing practice, that's why we call it Ishwarya Vishwavidyalaya, has taught me is things very, very simple, which we people from IT and finance don't do. We always say we have a very busy life, correct? But things like meditation, you know, even if you are busy, if you can take out 1 minute every hour, that 1 minute every hour will help you in your decision-making process. It will be that much more crystal accurate. And that's what my friends, my family, my peers, my bosses have observed that change. And this change has only happened due to this wonderful organization. Decisions are clear, crystal, no ambiguity. Suraj Bhai talked about meditation. I know we have long working hours. Even if you're not able to get up early in the morning, whenever you get up, spend those 10 minutes with Almighty. This will help you to clear your mind. And believe me, if in your workplace, every minute, if you can spend 1 hour, I think that will do a world of good for you. I will also touch upon the white ball theory, which Sister Shivani spoke about. I was facing a personal problem with a relative of mine. And I started doing this 3 months back. And believe you me, on 5th of September, the first day of Ganpati, the relative called me and all barriers were broken. This is just one of the miracles, because if I keep on talking, the night will just go on. So all I will say is, please get introduced to the practice. And I'll just end by saying what Brother Bala said. We had a session on meditation in our office. I work for this company called Credence. I work for Accenture and IBM in Pune. It's a US-based office, so where the working hours are very stressful. So we organized this session on meditation. And believe me, my HR is after me to have many more sessions, because for people working in US shift, you know, stress is the most important factor. So God willing, we should be able to set up the meditation room. I have already mooted the idea with my CEO. I think this is something which leaders like us should foster in our organizations. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. I am Archana from Bangalore, working in IBM. I joined last year, this Brahma Kumaris, and I wanted to meditate earlier also, but I don't know the method or how to do that. I once tried, so that was disturbed me. After that, I faced many problems continuously. After that, I got in touch with the Brahma Kumaris and started meditation. Meditation has given a experience that improve the personality itself of the person. Not only the it's whatever they have usually the outer qualities, whatever is not belonging to the human being, that original qualities are left behind many years back. Because of that, now human are facing a lot of problem. So we need to immerse those qualities in our life that meditation can give us, and we can take this forward and make the society as well as family and our generation make better. I wanted to implement for the schools also, because children are the more getting affected from the new society. That is my motto to give, is starting from the children. They will grow with the good, peaceful and purity and make a good, beautiful society. That is my motto, and I started to improve myself. I am getting strength. I am very much weak in emotional point of view. Otherwise, it's okay for me earlier. But now I am improving a lot. I am thankful to the Brahma Kumaris. They are doing a very great job for the world. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Malar Kodi. I'm coming from Chennai. I work at an organization, you might be knowing, it's called TCS, Tata Consultancy Services. This particular program was recommended to me by my colleague. This is, I should say, I'm only 2 days old in BK, because I didn't know about the organization before. He said that this is a very good program and you should definitely attend this. I applied and I didn't expect to be called here. And it was a pleasant surprise when I got the email. And it was even more a pleasant surprise being here, because the amount of compassion which I felt here in the last 2 days, I haven't felt anywhere else. I'm so thankful to all the people here, and I'm so thankful to all the BKs. Thank you so much. So, two things I want to share. One is, I'm going to call everyone as my brother and sister after going back from here. That is the takeaway for me. And I'm going to stop assuming and judging on people. These are the two things I'm going to do. And thank you so much for bringing in this change in me. Thank you, everyone.
Om Shanti, brothers and sisters. My name is Karan, and I am the project leader at ADP. So first, in short, I would like to thank everyone who has spent so much time and given us a lot of information. I have always seen the senior leaders generally bossing in the organization. This is a place where I saw speaking about spirituality. So that is something very impressive, which I felt. The other thing I want to say, I'll just tell my age, is like 34. But in last 33 years, only home I knew was the home which I have back of my biological father. But now this is my second visit at BK, and I feel, this is like my second home, a spiritual home. So I want to come to my spiritual father over and over again. This is what I have thought about, and I'll be coming. One thing which I would take back with me is the charging of water experiment. I'm going to drink water every time with the charge, and I'm going to make others drink when I charge the water and give it to them, so that they feel peaceful. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Well, I have a stage fear, so, you know, it's my heart is pounding like anything. So give me some... You know, to say, you know, one word that I'm overwhelmed, you know, the moment I entered in this campus, I don't know, there was a different feeling. Everybody around that, you know, I did not know them, but I was feeling like saying hi to them, you know, kind of a family. So they look, you know, when I pass, you know, I feel like saying hi to them, to look in their eyes. The people, you know, when I go for the food, so tasty, and the people who are serving was like, you know, so humble. When you look at them, you know, I don't know what to say. The words are not there, but I'm overwhelmed. And that I think you can make out from that, you know, what my position is. So I feel it really feel like a family. It's a kind of family, and I think there is something which we contribute to that. You know, we can try to make even our organization, every place like this family. Now I forgot something what Bala said, that you have to tell your name first. So my name is Govind. I came from Pune. I'm working for a company called Amdocs, which is in telecommunication. So I have too many takeaways, but I really don't know what to share over here. But you know, it was wonderful experience. Wonderful, truly wonderful.
Good evening, Om Shanti. My name is Karishma Adhia and I am from Hyderabad. I am working as a lecturer and I teach history of arts to degree students in Hyderabad itself. I am not into IT, but the sessions that have been happening for the past 3 days, it has been really helpful. And apart from this, all thanks to my parents, they are sitting right there, they have introduced me and my sister, we are twins actually, they have introduced us spirituality right from childhood. And it has been so simple for us to lead our life very easily. All thanks to them, and I must thank Brijesh Bhai who has helped us to come here, and this is our first visit to Mount Abu. Thank you, Brijesh Bhai, for all the help. And we are looking forward to more such sessions out here. And if we get chance, we would love to visit this place again. And thank you so much to all the Brahma Kumaris and to all the IT sectors for making this event happen. Thank you so much.
She's also a Garba dance trainer.
Om Shanti. Good evening. Well, I'm Chakradhar. I'm from Hyderabad. Basically, I'm a lecturer in computer field. Yes, since last 5-6 months, I'm attending the SIT program, which is conducted on the second Saturday in ORC Hyderabad. And I got introduced with Brijesh Bhai. And introduced regarding the Leadership 2.0 program. And Brijesh Bhai informed that people from IT, though there are a minimum experience of 7 to 8 years only, allowed to attend. And I was confident, but still I dare to attend, to ask the Brijesh Bhai, can I? Because my profession is not the exact IT, I mean the training place, training side. Brijesh Bhai told that, okay, let me try out. Once you apply it, I told, okay, at last, with the blessing of Baba, I got that. Okay. Well, I'm with Brahma Kumaris since last more than 1 year, and I attended this type of program here since 3-4 times, like a transport being, and last 3 months before only it is conducted youth wing program here exactly in this place. I attended here, and everything, my experience is excellent, and this time the thing that impressed me, there is a choice. Shivani sister was telling that there is a choice. something will happen, something will not happen, that is out of our control. But there is a choice, how do I react? That thing I touched my heart. And the second thing, Suraj Bhai was talking yesterday evening, Sher ka vacha, Sher eto Bhagwan ka vacha, Bhagwan. And one more thing, Brijesh Bhai is telling, Suraj Bhai was telling that, if we are the God of, God is given the life as a gift to us, we tell that life is a gift from the God to us. So in return, what we give to the God, what we do in our life is gift to the God. And there each individual, we should make a pause there in our life. We think what we supposed to give to the God so that God will be impressed. See, God is ocean of everything. You will tell all the virtues, still it's not sufficient. But what will impress to the God, if you give a gift to the God, that we need to think. That is impressed me. And these are the things I take it. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Om Shanti. I'm Nitesh from Ahmedabad. I represent Sears Group of Companies. First of all, I would like to thank Brother Bala for talking to me about this event around 4 months back from now. And I met him through my manager, Hardik. Thanks to you, Hardik, for introducing me to Bala and BK. What have I got from here? So many things. It feels like I'm back to school. So many virtues, so many values being taught here in such a simplistic manner. I mean, hats off to BK, I mean, the institution. They're doing such a wonderful job of, you know, showing what values or virtues we should carry as human being. Lots of things to talk about, but then as I know, a couple of my other friends also said that, you know, time is the essence. If I have to talk about what is it that I take away from here, I take away the value of meditation from here. It's the most important and basic thing, and I don't know why we were not being taught when we were in school. It's very important, and we need to do that. And why? It's been very well explained by all the brothers and sisters over here. So thanks to each brother and sister over here for telling us what meditation means for us. I used to smoke. In fact, till yesterday. I promise that, and I know I'm on air. In fact, I can be on social networking sites as well. So that's okay. But then I promise I'm not going to smoke with immediate effect. I've stopped doing that. Thank you. What I'm going to do, I'm going to start doing meditation. I'm a very positive person, but then I'm going to start implementing the process of transforming the negative energy into a positive energy. That's something that I know I need to learn through meditation, and once that happens, then it's a win-win situation for all, and I look forward to do that. So thank you once again to each one of you, and thanks for such a wonderful organization and management over here. I know these are not the right words, but then I'm from a corporate background, so forbid me for that. But then thanks for a beautiful hospitality, and thanks to Hardik as well once again. Thank you.
Om Shanti. I represent Medha. I am Sheshu Babu. Represent Medha. It's one of the proud companies to be told in India for manufacturing all railway products, giving tough competition to all MNCs. It's a 100% indigenized Indian company. We can make it this way. And I thank my managing director and Mr. Bala for giving this great opportunity to be here. And there is one point which I don't want to agree with you. Things will happen wonders in this premises. It is definitely not. Things will happen, wonders will happen, just by thinking of this place itself. Because we are the example. Earlier, exactly 1 month back, we are not clear that we are not selected from the team. it is randomly picked up in company for the 5 slots. And there is an opportunity given by Almighty. The people who really wanted to go here, everybody has got opportunity. And we all are available here. All the 10 groups and the 5 young groups who are making big noise in the flight as well as in the car. They are making so fun. What they will do, they will probably allow us to make some exercise. They allow us to make get tired. And today, afternoon session, there was a... I'm making it very clear. This is one change. It is a transparent. There's some group, they are told, who will go to mountains? Why should we go to mountains? When it was told about trekking. And at the end of the session, when they are coming back, that is the best session they have liked. And the team which really wanted to skip, and they have felt that is the best session probably they would have missed, flute music by Mr. David, for lifetime. Take it granted. This is one thing. And coming to that, today's morning session was the best session I liked, because when we were asked to put it onto the paper, what are all the good virtues or qualities of... When I started writing about my family, my friends, or my... We call associates in the company. We don't say, sir, etc., etc., some words. It has been taught to us by our chairman. Okay? Then when we started putting down all these things on the paper, it was really amazing to see that there are so many good qualities in my wife, my daughter, or my friends, which I am unable to recognize. I know only few of them. When I started putting it onto the paper, really it was tremendous. The things are available right in front of me. Since last 6-7 years, I am associated with this company, and I am unable to recognize. Behen, when she wanted everybody to put that, whatever the qualities like enthusiasm, honesty, sincerity, it was wonderful. So many qualities in my wife, I am really blind that I did not recognize. Now, this is the message which I sent to her, and she said, no problem, you know these qualities, only thing you did not express it. Probably this is what I have to practice, how to express better. And coming to Govind, he said he is not a good speaker. Who said you are not a good speaker? You are the best speaker so far who gave their feedback. Coming back to feedback session, sir, there is one small feedback which probably will allow you to improve in the kitchen. When we put back our plates after finishing lunch or tiffin, whatever it is, you said one important point. Labels change water. Labels change kitchen also. Because there is, if you put some labels there like spoons, cups and plates, it will be easy for the people who are picking up for cleaning. Because now plates, cups are put it into one place, only spoons are kept into the other place. Probably if this can be taken in a right spirit, people working to trying to clean that, it makes their job easy. And it is also one of the small practices we carry out in our company. It's called lean manufacturing practices. Put things at one place at one time. No duplication of work. And this is what I take it back. And I thank everybody on behalf of my group who really made this team. Really, we have enjoyed it, thoroughly enjoyed. And frankly speaking, we came with a 50% of the mind. Meditation, if we really do not practice and understand, at least we'll make it a holiday. This was the thought. And it was totally proven wrong. And all the credit goes to Almighty. And this extended divine organization, whatever it was told, like extended family. Thank you very much for giving this opportunity.
Om Shanti. I'm Dinesh from Pune. I represent CS. I had 5 reasons given to my CEO why I didn't want to come here. Right? So he was in the US. I sent him a text message late in the night. And he said, okay. He just replied, okay. I thought, okay, thank God. And he not come, so I went to Bangalore. The next day morning, I think he did some meditation and then sent me another message. So then I said yes. For no reason, I said yes. Okay, let me give it a shot. I just cannot express my words how thankful I am to Hardik and Bala brother. I heard Bala at our Pune office, one of the communication skills he said was listening. So I never knew listening was a communication skill. Right? So it was very, very interesting. Off late, you know, I met a doctor, you know, I had a symptom. Anybody heard BPPV? Right? Positional vertigo. I thought I was a very fit guy, and, you know, I actually exercise a lot. I didn't realize sometimes I'm stressing myself too much. So he diagnosed with a problem called anxiety disorder. Anxiety, right? Too much anxiety. So he suggested not to meditate. Don't go to higher altitude places, like Mount Abu, he said. Right? Then don't do any breathing exercises, no pranayam, don't eat any or drink any cold stuff. I did all of them. I actually wanted to go back to the doctor and tell him, right? Had you told me just by positive thinking, probably my anxiety would have gone down, right? So maybe I'll invite him next time when I come here. But my key takeaways here, one important thing about, you know, I realized that I was absorbing a lot of stuff and that was causing a lot of pain. Unknowingly, right? Today I learned from Sister Shivani that there are other ways of not just absorbing, but also you can transform that into a positive energy. And Hardik told me another one called deflection. I don't know where he is today. Hardik is there, yeah. So very, very good thoughts, you know, and we can feel the energy here, and I'm sure I will take back this energy to my company, to my family, and spread this word. And thank you all. Thank you very much. Thanks, Hardik, again. Thank you, Balav.
So I'll just introduce you to the Sevadharis who made this stuff happen. I know I'm the face, and then you keep talking about Bala, but Bala is not the one. It's actually the group. And if there's one person who worked really hard and who approved every single registration of yours, who sent you the reminder emails, who planned your transport, who made sure that you get into the appropriate accommodation. And I know he would not want to stand up. That's Deepak Bhai. Please stand up. He worked so hard. He works 10 to 12 hours. He's from Bombay, 16 hours in his office. Came home. If you check your emails, you will see they are sent at 2 a.m. Even after coming here to set things up, he left his sleep, slept for very few hours to make sure that we all enjoy what we went through. Thank you, Deepak. It's a pleasure. And now I'd like to invite the group of Sevadharis who have come from all over India. So we don't have time, so what I'll do is they'll come onto the stage. You can see them, bless them. They'll give their name and which company they work for and which city they are coming from. Is that okay? And this is the group that worked behind the scenes, whether it is in cutting vegetables, whether it is in serving food that one of the brothers was talking about, whether it is preparing rotis, whether it is helping in the registration. You must have seen all the registration stuff, helping us with the accommodation, with the transport. So this is the group that actually made the wheels turn. And my job is only to catch the mic and then speak. That's it. But the rest of the stuff, it's this team that does. Come along, guys. Please. Quick. All the brothers and sisters, please come. There's more than 40 of them that have taken off. So I know Suman Bayan is sitting there. If there are two people who worked really hard along with them, that's Suman Bayan, and we even have Geeta Bayan who took a week's off. Even Deepak took 1 week off to stay here. Suman Bayan. So we'll start with Shakti's.
Myself Veena from Hyderabad. I work with Thomson Reuters. Thank you.
Hi all, I'm from Bangalore. I'm Geeta. I'm working as a tech lead in Tata Elxsi.
Hi, this is Sunita. I'm working as a UI developer for Mphasis. I'm from Bangalore.
Hello, I'm Pratibha. I'm working in SJVN Limited Hydropower Corporation. I'm 7 years in Gyan. I want to say few things for you. अभी आप यहाँ से जाएंगे, उसके बाद आपकी लाइफ में ऐसा तो नहीं होगा ना, डिफरेंट होगा, चैलेंजेस भी होंगी, सिचुएशन भी डिफरेंट होंगी. तो यू रिमेम्बर वन थिंग, यू टेक एवरी सिचुएशन एज अ सीन एंड वेदर इट इज अ गुड और बैड एक्सेप्ट एज इट इज. डोंट टेक इनटू योर हार्ट और माइंड, जस्ट एक्सेप्ट द सिचुएशन एज इट इज. दैट इज द पावर ऑफ एक्सेप्टेंस. एंड सेकेंड थिंग, रिमेम्बर मेरा बाबा. बाबा ने कहा है अगर दिल से कहो मेरा बाबा तो बाबा मदद के लिए बंधा हुआ है. किसी भी सिचुएशन में आप रिमेम्बर दीज टू थिंग्स. थैंक यू.
ओम शांति. मायसेल्फ बीके रहना फ्रॉम मुंबई. आई एम वर्किंग फॉर 3i इन्फोटेक एज सपोर्ट टीम लीड. ओम शांति.
ओम शांति. माय नेम इज सविता. आई एम फ्रॉम नोएडा एंड वर्किंग विद एक्सेंचर.
Hello, Om Shanti. My name is Neeraj. I'm from Noida. I'm working for IBM as a senior consultant.
Hi, my name is Kinnari and I'm from Mumbai.
Hi, this is Deepika and I work for Infosys. I've come from Hyderabad.
Om Shanti. I'm Apurva from Pune. And I'm dedicated to Brahma Kumaris. She's
engineering for 2 years. She won't say that. Om Shanti. Sister Suman. I reside here in Gansarova for the past 25 years.
Hi, I'm Vishal. I'm from Bangalore. I'm working in a startup.
Om Shanti. I'm Praveen from Pune and I'm working with Barclays.
Om Shanti. I'm Vinay and I'm from Chennai, Computer Sciences Corporation.
Om Shanti. I'm Dilip from Bangalore. I work as senior developer in Sabre.
Om Shanti. I am Preet Mata from Bangalore.
Om Shanti. I'm Rajeshwar Arora from Delhi. After working for 40 years, I'm currently working as a consultant. Thank you.
Hi, this is Brother Deepak. I am from Bombay and I work for Angel Broking.
I am Samir. I am from Pune. Work for Alphabricks Technologies.
Om Shanti. This is Rajiv working in Amazon Hyderabad. Thank you.
Om Shanti. I am Surender Mehta from Chennai.
Om Shanti. I am Manoj from Hyderabad. I work for Thomson Reuters.
Om Shanti. This is Shanmuga from Pune. I work for Accenture as a manager.
Om Shanti. Myself Ashok Mehra from Ghaziabad, software developers. God bless you.
Om Shanti. Myself KK Agrawal from Delhi.
Om Shanti. My name is Yogesh. I am from Hyderabad and I work with Infosys.
Hi, good evening. I am Atul Narang. I am from Ghaziabad. I'm in Gyan from last 13 years and I'm doing my own business. Thank you so much.
One person requested God, please give me everything so that I can enjoy my life. God smiled and replied, I have given you everything to enjoy your life. Nazar ko badaliye, नजरिया बदल जाएगा. तो दिव्यांशु वोरा फ्रॉम आनंद गुजरात. आई एम हेड ऑफ डिपार्टमेंट सरदार पटेल ट्रस्ट करमसद. थैंक यू.
ओम शांति. माय नेम इज मुरलीधर खमितकर. आई एम बिलोंग फ्रॉम मुंबई. आई एम वर्किंग एज ऑरेंज बिजनेस सर्विसेज एज अ सर्वर मैनेजमेंट.
ओम शांति. माय नेम इज अनिल शर्मा. आई एम फ्रॉम फरीदाबाद एंड वर्किंग इन एन ऑयल एंड गैस कंपनी नोएडा एज एन आईटी मैनेजर. आई एम ओनली 8 months आई केम इन दिस ज्ञान. थैंक यू.
ओम शांति. माय नेम इज कुलदीप मिश्रा. आई एम फ्रॉम हैदराबाद. आई एम वर्किंग एज अ साइबर सिक्योरिटी ट्रेनर इन इंफोसिस.
ओम शांति. दिस इज चेतन फ्रॉम हैदराबाद. आई वर्क फॉर एक्सेंचर.
ओम शांति. आई एम जगबीर सिंह फ्रॉम दिल्ली. आई एम वर्किंग एज ए सब डिविजनल इंजीनियर इन MTNL दिल्ली.
ओम शांति. आई एम कॉल्ड नारायणन. आई एम फ्रॉम हैदराबाद. एंड फॉर योर इन्फॉर्मेशन आई एम ए लिविंग एग्जाम्पल ऑफ वॉट ब्रह्म कुमारी हैड डन टू मी एंड टू माई सन इन द लास्ट 18 years. बाला हैज बीन माई फ्रेंड फॉर द लास्ट 20 years. ही नोज माई हिस्ट्री. An industry which is run purely by non-engineering people. Myself, my son, both are commerce, finance, and I am a lawyer. And we run an engineering industry successfully in the last 18 years. What was a failure has been converted into a success. How I did it is a history. But then today, it's a successful engineering industry employing directly 40 people. And indirectly about 200 people. And we are successful. He is the leader of our industry. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Hi all. Myself Abhishek. Basically belongs to Rajasthan only. But currently living in Gurgaon and now moved to Delhi. Previously I used to work with Accenture as an associate manager in digital marketing. So now I moved with my friends and working some with BPO Solutions. And now looking at some more new opportunities. I've been into GYAN in a couple of years, and I'm the youngest of here in the Sevadaris. So thank you.
A little bit about Brijesh, because I know he won't speak about himself. He comes from Infosys Hyderabad, and he started a meditation group there a few years ago, where every week on Wednesday, during the lunch time or evening, after the office hours, they meet for about 30 minutes and 200 people turn up for their silent meditation every week. And a portion of Hyderabad Infosys, a small area in their campus in Hyderabad, has been identified as silence zone thanks to him and his friends in Infosys who practice meditation there during lunchtime every single day. And he is the original co-founder of the Sit Retreats. He would bring Infosys folks to Shanti Sarovar, which is next door, because we all love food. So they would ask Brijesh, can you give a treat? So he said he figured out it's a good chance. So he said, okay, you come, we'll give you good food, but you also need to spend a few minutes and listen to us. They said, we are game. Pehle khana khilao. So they would spend 10 minutes in meditation, 15 minutes listening to a sister speaking there in Shanti Sarovar, half an hour in eating some good food, which we all tasted, which Brahma Kumaris are very famous for. And after 1 hour, during their lunch time, they would go. That was the seed for the Sit Retreats, which we are enjoying all over India now. Now you can introduce.
Brijesh from the training division of Infosys.
I knew he wouldn't be able to say more than that. And he is the leader of all the Sevadaris here for this retreat.
This start, the thought was germinated here in Mount Abu, in fact in Gyan Sarovar, when Bala, self and a couple of more folks and Sister Shivani who had come yesterday. And it's all because of God and the examples that we learned from Brahma Baba, the founder, and the wonderful sisters who are here, Sister Nirmala, the sisters and brothers who are from abroad, who come for different sessions, Sister Deepa, Sister Shivani, and all the sisters who have been facilitating these sessions were an inspiration for us, because we didn't know how to go to these organizations and tell them that yes, we have people like this. So whenever we got an opportunity of double foreigners, we call them here, whenever they come to India, we take this opportunity to, you know, introduce our half an hour sister, Sister Usha, all the facilitators who actually came here, came and gave their presence in Infosys. And I'm actually making a formal invite for Didi Nirmala to please come and, you know, bless that organization, so that we hope with Bala and sister here that we might have an Infosys exclusive retreat like this. And with your blessings and the success of this program, as Baba says very, very, very humbly, that it's all because of the audience that the program becomes the most successful one. So thank you all for coming and making our stay a wonderful one.
Om Shanti. I am Preet Mohan from Noida. I retired from Army as a colonel, and presently I am working in IT firm as an administrator. So nobody has recommended me or sponsored me for this program, and with my own motivation I have come here. I think my company is not fully aware of that I am here. My introduction to this family was only limited to Awakening program, which I sincerely used to watch. And since I never go without my family, so I brought along with my wife also. Though she was initially not interested, but since I was coming, she has also come along with me. And before coming here, we had slight apprehension that this program may be slightly oriented towards religion or something. But after reaching here, my opinion is totally changed. It's so amazing here. That is nothing oriented with the religion. It's totally scientific. I am totally amazed. My wife has been telling me, I don't know how this organization, I should not call it organization, family, how this family is running. It's very, very amazing. And still she is so much confused that how this total family is so perfectly running. Regarding our experience here, the way we have been treated, firstly, before I forget, with the help of Mr. Neeraj, I am thankful to him from Noida. We could make this program, so I am really thankful to him. Jis hisab se jo seva bhav yahan pe humne dekha hai, it's totally amazing. You see, we have seen on Gurdwara also, this is the value of seva bhav. You also must be aware of this thing. There's too much seva bhav in the Gurdwaras also, in Golden Temple you must have seen. Lekin we never imagined that after, I mean beyond this Gurdwara also, there may be some place where so much seva bhav is there. Kitni sincerity ke saath mein, kitna seva bhav ke saath mein, kitna respect ke saath mein treat kiya gaya hai, is totally amazing. We cannot forget. Regarding suggestions, we thought very hard what to give the suggestion. We just could not come up with the answer because it's so perfect. It's no suggestion. It's very perfect program. One more point regarding tools of learning. Sabse bada jo tool jo humne dekha hai ki power of thought. जैसे बताया गया है कि अगर पावर ऑफ थॉट खाने को दो तो प्रसाद बन जाता है, पानी को दो तो वो अमृत बन जाता है. इट्स सो अमेजिंग. आई मीन नथिंग आर्टिफिशियल, इट्स रियली रियल. एंड वी हैव ऑलरेडी इम्प्लीमेंटेड आल्सो. माय वाइफ हैज ऑलरेडी गिवन अ सजेशन टू माय डॉटर हु इज इन यूएस. वी हैव स्मॉल ग्रैंड चिल्ड्रन. ऑलरेडी उसे मैसेज कर दिया है कि जब भी उसे खाना देना है, पानी देना है, गिव अ ब्लेसिंग्स. Give power of thought. So, in fact, we have already converted into this thing. and meditation and connecting to the God, and so many things are there we just cannot explain. And we are totally not dedicated to this thing, this family. And this is the first time we have come, and we hope to come again. Thank you so much.
Om Shanti. Good evening, everyone. My name is Siddharth, and to be more frank, I totally belong to a very different industry, that is an hospitality industry. I'm an hotelier, I can say. I'm an engineer, basically, electrical. One most important thing which I felt, which I like to share around here, I was connected spiritually before. I'm reconnected, I can say, now, after coming in here. And whatever people experience is what I've seen here is, many of people here who have come for the first time or maybe the second or maybe plenty of times around here, they have done certain things which they have done for the first time in their life. After living of so many years, they have done that first time. So this has happened because of this positive energy is what you are getting it out from here. But after going out, you will be distributed to different cities and different places. And you will get involved in your daily routine life. This might and it can happen, which I have experienced. You might forget these things. You have promised yourself, I don't know yes or no, but I would say please promise to yourself today, if whatever happens, if you find yourself disconnected again, please visit this place and again reconnect yourself. Because that promise, if you'll not make today, and I'm definitely sure when you'll go into your life, in the normal routine life, there you'll find plenty of negative vibrations around you. Positive vibrations would be very few, but negative vibrations would be plenty of them. So to cut that vibrations, you require to rejuvenate yourself, which I have done, I would say here, coming in here, which I have definitely rejuvenated. And I would request everyone to please promise to yourself, not to others, please don't forget this and please get connected when you find disconnected from any of these things. So please keep your positive vibrations alive. That is the main message what I think this place has given to me especially. Thank you very much.
Om Shanti. My name is Ankit. I just moved 5 days back to Pune. So I'm coming from Pune. Just wanted to share two small interesting stories which happened. I mean, the reason I'm sharing this is, I mean, if Baba aapke saath hai, agar wo mera Baba hai, to aap idhar aoge hi aoge. So a couple of things happened. I mean, just moved to a new organization 5 days and, I mean, leaves are not approved. So before coming here only, I told that I have some medical reasons. And in manager said, okay, LWP lena padega, leave without. Maine kaha koi baat nahi, le lenge. And when I saw there is only option of taking LWP, usme maternity, paternity, medical leaves hi lena hota hai. To main wo dal kar aa gaya. Maine kaha mereko jana hi jana hai. Salary mile na mile, lekin yahan aana hi aana hai. The second thing, and even I didn't have, I mean, I was searching for house flats, but I couldn't find it. So I just bought my luggage, put it in a clock room, and I just came back. I thought, okay, ghar to baad mein mil jayega. Yes, matlab conference nahi hoti every year. The second story, so during this course of time, I mean, my family, and especially my elder brother, have an elder brother, so who's looking for life partner for me. So I was actually supposed to meet her, this weekend, this, Saturday, Sunday. In fact, today. And 2 days before, so they had chosen someone and then I had to meet her. I have to go back to Delhi and meet her. So my brother asked me, okay, so they are ready. Just go and meet her. So what's your plan? So I said, no. I'm going to some conference. What conference? I'm going to Mount Abu. What is there? As then when I said Brahma Kumari, so, oh God, why are you doing this? You know, marriage, that is your life, this life-changing event and all. And you are going to that place. I told him in my mind, actually, this is my life. This is life changing for me. I'm not saying that I will not do it, but yes, this is my priority. So
So I gave him good vibrations and I came here. So there are a couple of other things that happened to me. I mean, miracles during this journey. I mean, catching a flight and boarding a train. There were few things happened. I mean, I don't have much time to share, but there were other miracles. But yes, there was something in my mind. I mean, for past 6 months, I know every last year also it happened, and I came, and I was, I mean, eagerly waiting for this conference to happen. I know you have to make important decisions of life, and I'm very happy to make this decision to spend this weekend here. And in fact, I had written several questions that I would be asking Suraj Bhai and Sister Shivani. And believe me, it's kind of telepathy that when the session was happening, I was getting all the answers that I had written in my notebook. One small suggestion that I was want to make, that we should have few more Q&A sessions or some more interactive time, because I wanted to thank Sister Shivani, because for 1.5 years I was trying to do meditation, but I was never able to do it. But she told the techniques, connect to the God, but know who God is. Why are you connected to him? What are the qualities? I was never able to do, I mean, I didn't have knowledge about it. Also, I was never able to do meditation with open eyes. After the session was over, I mean, Sister Shivani, we had two back-to-back meditation sessions, and my first time in 1.5 years, I would say that, I mean, I was completely in love with meditation. I mean, I was thinking of answers for past 1.5 years, why I'm not able to do it, but today was the first time I was able to do it. Thank you so much.
Good evening. I'm Poonam from Chandigarh. My journey to Mount Abu started, I guess, some 1.5 years back, when my parents started pushing me towards Mount Abu, but I wasn't even able to reach Delhi from Chandigarh. So somehow I used to, every time I used to slip back, even if I wanted to, from within, it never came that I should visit Mount Abu. But finally, with Anita Didi's grace, who is in Chandigarh, she's a BK sister. With her love and affection, the way she convinced me to come here, and this experience for me is, I think I'm the one who's going to take the least experience from here, but I would only say that I was a piece of marble, and now you have just started to chisel me into a statue. Since this is just the start of my career. Sorry, I'm getting emotional. Thank you.
I'm proud to say that she is my daughter. In fact, her background is also quite spiritual. She did her schooling from 1st to 12th in Sai Baba University from Puttaparthi. I'm her mother. I'm not a professional IT. I'm an advocate by profession. My first visit to Brahma Kumari, frankly saying, I was previously ardent follower of Sat Sai Baba, and still I am. But my first visit to Brahma Kumari was in May 2015, and which totally changed my life, brought a transformation in my life. I was, you can say, that like a nuclear bomb, full of anger. Firstly, my profession was like that, and otherwise, by nature, I was full of anger. Me, my husband, my family also. So those were my sanskars, you can say. So when I came here, I felt so much transformed that when I went back, my husband, my brother, everybody said, how can a person change to this level? Even my colleagues felt so. Anjali, what has happened to you? What is wrong with you? Why you are not reacting to anything? I said, there's nothing, yaar. I've just been to that place and I don't know. The vibrations of that place were so pure. And seeing me, my family got influenced. And my husband, he's a doctor by profession. He's a dental surgeon. And I'm pleased to say that this is her second visit when he is coming to Global Hospital for giving his seva. And he is working in dental department there. And when first time my husband and my brother, they accompanied me to Shantivan for a medical conference. And that time, my brother, he was also a very angry man. He used to drink every day, very fond of non-vegetarian. And on our way to our journey to Shantivan, a person, a bhai, Miss Agnihotri, you all must be knowing, this BK must be knowing, he is from Chandigarh, and he was telling his story. And my brother, frankly speaking, he was making fun of him. Yaar, what he's saying, yaar, aise kaise ho sakta hai? I said, okay, chalo, let's go there. And he said, don't disturb me, I'll have my sleep, and after that I'll come for the sessions. I said, okay, I'll not press you for anything. But to my utter surprise, he accompanied us to Amrit Vela every day. We stayed here for 6 days, and he came here in January, and to our utter surprise, till today, he has not touched liquor, he has not touched non-vegetarian, and he does Amrit Vela every day. Even if he sleeps at 3 o'clock, he will get up at 4 o'clock, does Amrit Vela, every day goes for Murli class, more regular than we people. And my husband, he is totally a transformed person, and we are proud to have daughter like Poonam. She is very sweet, and she also cooperates us a lot. We do Amrit Vela, though for the last few days we are unable to do. We go for Murli class also. And I request you all to please, 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 please experience this once, and your lives will be transformed as absolutely. And my colleagues, they tell me at 5 o'clock in the evening, our profession is like that we take people's worries on us. Despite that, in the evenings, my colleagues, they say, Anjali, how you keep yourself so fresh? In this profession, in lawyer's profession, there is a lot of tension. But it is all Baba's grace. I lost my Laukik father when I was 12, but I am in front of 1 year and 3 months old of Shiv Baba, and Shiv Baba, he is giving me life, love much, much more than my Laukik father. Please experience it. Thank you very much. Thank you, Poonam. Thank you, BKs. Thank you, everybody. And thank you, IIT sector, to allow us to be part of this organization. Thank you so much.
As some of you have promised in the mind, some of you have already expressed what you are going to do, what you are not going to do. So I would suggest, yes, please, at least in your cities, we have always sent, as far as I know, most of the cities, even villages, Brahma Kumaris have sent us. So whatever you have experienced here, if you want to carry on that experience, as well as if you want to progress further, please do go to the centers. And if you can't go every day, at least once a week, twice a week, you go to the center. Because everybody has got Sunday off. And Thursday also we consider as a very pious day, the day of Guru, the Supreme Teacher. So what I suggest is take benefit over there. And in future, we have already planned 2 conferences of this wing, IT wing. One is in ORC, in Om Shanti Retreat Center in Gurgaon, Delhi, which is 26th to 29th of November. And in Shantivan, another complex at Talati, we have another complex. And in January, from 6th to 9th January, we have another conference in Shantivan. So either you want to come, you are welcome. But at least invite your friends, family, staff, etc. And we will be sending that invitation through email, because I think Deepak has got email of all of you. So as soon as it is finalized, we will send you by email the invitation, so that you know, remember what's happening, when it's happening, and you can guide your friends and family or staff. So I'm happy that all of you have taken a lot of benefit in just 1.5 day or two and a half days. Usually when foreigners come, they don't come for only 2 days. We have 7 days retreat. And in 7 days, we try to take them around all places in Mount Abu. Those who are staying here, I'm sure they will be attending, visiting few places like Gobul Hospital, our another complex, Pandav Bhavan. Then we have Peace Park. Also in this complex only, we have art gallery, which if you haven't visited, I would suggest visit it. And if you are here tomorrow evening, I would suggest Baba's Rock or Sunset Point, because whoever has, just as those who had been today for outing in hunting state park or point or whatever it is, so they enjoyed that meditation over there. Usually in Peace Park, we have games for everybody, and even elderly play the game, they dance, etc. So that's what I was telling Bala. Bala, your retreat is very dry. You are just entertaining them here. But naturally, when there is less time, and we had to give a lot, and you have taken a lot of benefit by sitting here most of the time. So it's good that you have taken benefit, and I hope we'll see you again sometime. Om Shanti. So we'll end with 2 minutes meditation.